Welcome to Communist Plot. I'm Phoebe.
I'm kind of Elizabeth.
She's kind of here, guys.
I just got over my COVID vax, so I'm a little... Boo-boo-boo. Which, it's just because I'm immunocompromised. It's not because it's bad. I'm just a fragile flower.
So, we have a spontaneous episode. We're keeping it fresh. We're keeping it... It's a surprise.
Keeping it light. Still with cemeteries, though.
Yeah, still about cemeteries. And so we did... We went to three cemeteries. And one of them, we didn't... We recorded a video that I put up on our Patreon for it. And then the other two... One we have a video from, and one we have some video from, and those both have audio that we recorded in the car. So afterwards, so we're going to talk about each cemetery, and then if there's audio, I'll use editing magic to insert the audio, so then you can listen to us talk about those. But we're going to talk about the first one, because that's just, that was a video. And so that doesn't translate well to this
medium.
So
the... I love a happy medium.
The first cemetery we went to was the Owen Moore Cemetery in Brentwood. It was established in circa 1899. And it was part of the Hardscuffle community, which is a predominantly Black community established by formerly enslaved people. And there's a news article that I found that talks about when the marker, the historical marker, was placed. And I think there might be another article that talks about the Hardscuffle community specifically. But that's one that I have been driving past ever since I moved to this side of town.
It's just, it's one of those... It's one of those little plots, not even an acre, that, like, has trees in it and, like, nowhere around. Like, I mean, well, I guess there were some trees, like, a little bit of trees beside it. But, you know, it'll be, like, the one place that has trees because it's, you know, everything else has been mowed or chopped down. But it's this little tiny cemetery and it had a little fence, pretty little fence, and there was a tree that had fallen in there, which was interesting, but also some of the graves were sinking, which is normal, but also just watch your feet.
Yeah.
And, like, it was so fresh in my mind, and now I can't remember any specific thing. There were some cool graves.
Yeah, there's some cool-looking tombstones that were, like...
handmade.
Yeah, and there were new little plaques for the people whose graves that the historical society, slash maybe the descendants of people who are buried there who have worked with the historical society, were able to identify. They put in little new little plaques where their graves are. And it was really nice. It sucked that there was this really busy street right next to it, because it would be kind of a cool one to just, like, chill in.
It's a cool one to chill in. It's, yeah, it had some very pretty, like, handmade graves, but also there were some others that were, more mass-produced, but they still looked really, really cool. And of course I'm saying this and I can't think of what was on them, but I remember thinking that, like, oh, neat. Yeah, and it's just funny because it's right next to this apartment complex, and then it's like, yeah, a busy road in Brentwood, and then there's just this little tiny shaded area that's a graveyard, which I think I saw some stuff that it might have been like, oh, this is the current boundary of the graveyard, but it might not have always been, because it looks like there were maybe some stones outside, but maybe they were just stones, I don't know. But, you know, we're not that great about documenting cemeteries that are from minority groups, so
yeah.
It could be either or.
I think from what I looked up before, the Hardscuffle community was, like, a thing until, like, the 60s, maybe? When, like, property values, like, this area started being, like, more people wanted to move here, and so people who had lived here, because it was Hardscuffle, so it was just kind of, like, the, you know, white people didn't want to live here because the ground, it sucked to try to do any sort of farming or building or anything. But then it became a desirable place to live, and so black families were able to sell, actually, like, make something on their homes. Because when I went into it, because the interstate's right over here, and I was thinking, oh, is this another black community that was decimated by the interstate, like, downtown, like the Jefferson Street area? And actually, from what, I didn't dig too deep, but from what I found, just kind of cursory research on the internet, it seems more like it was just people moving out of the area, moving closer to family, moving to other areas, and making something on their property, rather than it just being, I think the interstate had a little bit to do with it, but not like Jefferson Street. I wonder if country music did. Maybe.
I wonder if, like, all these executives kind of, I mean, like, country music had been a constant, but, like, 60s and 70s were, like, a new kind of era.
Nashville's expanding. People are moving further and further out to get more and more property. I mean, we went by Dolly's house out here, and she lives, like, kind of further out than here, but, or,
it's something we've always, houses, especially but... in Nashville, it's something that we've always thought was stupid were the condos, because they're these multi-million dollar condos, and it's just like the people who live in Nashville who have that kind of money are gonna go get a yard in Franklin.
Yeah,
like they're gonna go get a place in Brentwood or Franklin that has
Leaper's
Fork that has like a giant house and b a giant yard. So it's kind of ridiculous that that they keep bulldozing historic places of interest for this crap. But It is nice, but it also does kind of sound a little bit like, it's the thing where people come in and then prices get too heavy, prices get too, steep, and so they leave. It does sound like a little bit of gentrification, like maybe these people knew where the wind was blowing, and so they got out when, you know, this, I do not know, I have no historic reference for that, but I do know that, like, especially with, like, redlining and bullshit like that, like, maybe they wanted to get out before they were forced out.
Yeah.
But that also might not be the case at all, so.
Who's to say? The library, probably.
The library.
So, yeah, that was,
Register of Deeds?
If you can find them. So, yeah, that was the Owen Moore Cemetery, and like I said, there was a video that I posted on Patreon from when we went there. Next up was the Mapleview Cemetery in Smyrna, and we took a video of that one and recorded audio, so I don't know, I think most of the information is in those two, so I don't know how much more I need to, we need to say about that.
Most surprising cemetery that I visited.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, just in the fact that, like, I wasn't expecting it to be a jolly Christmas, place, which it was, but B, there was so much more, it was kind of like a Midland, like, it had, like, older roots, but it had also some lawn cemetery stuff, but also it seemed like a community that, like, very much, like, was A, still around to care for these graves, but B, like, there was more of a community built into caring for these graves, that I think a lot of other places either don't have because the families are no longer there, or just because of the culture around it. It's just kind of like, they're dead, leave them be, like.
Yeah.
Whereas this one had, like, little arches, and, like, it seems like they probably decorate the grave seasonally and, like, try and keep the people, even though they're departed, keep them part of the festivities and stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah. So, I guess, segue to audio! Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, should I get these out before we start recording?
No. That's all part of it.
It's the ASMR.
It's the ASMR.
It's so people can form a parasocial relationship with us, and they'll be like, we're having Taco Bell together in Phoebe's car. We stopped at Taco Bell. Here.
We stopped at Taco Bell.
And here's this.
We've changed to Taco Bell recently.
Oh, yeah, from McDonald's. We're hoping Taco Bell doesn't do anything upsetting.
Yeah, unlike McDonald's. So, what did we,
There are two chalupas.
I think they gave me the meal.
She probably did, just because she was like, this is what you would be getting, and it's cheaper. You ordered it all separately, but it's cheaper if you get the meal, so she gave you the meal.
Thank you.
Thank you, lady working at Taco Bell. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, no idea. No, but I was going to say, so this cemetery was like the most jolly that we've ever gone to. Mm-hmm. And it is Christmas time, but I've also gone to cemeteries around December and it not have as much Christmas lights in it, really. I've never really seen a cemetery with Christmas lights.
Yeah, this one had, like, when we were leaving, it was getting dark. And so they were all the lights were on, and it was these, like, arch trellises, yeah, over the graves that had fake greenery on them, and then lights.
Lights, like poinsettias. And a lot of these were, like, this is unlike a lot of the cemeteries we visit, this is a working cemetery. There were, like, a lot of these graves were young people. But there was a lot more, like, community involvement, it felt like, than in, like, any other cemetery that I've gone to. Maybe it's because Smyrna is, like, a smaller town, or...
It's also just interesting. I had a heck of a time finding out any info about this cemetery online, besides the fact that, like, the city owns it, and there was, like, an FAQ for people who are thinking about being buried there or have people in their family buried there. And, like, there wasn't any just, like, there was no info about, like, there wasn't, like...
The founding of it.
Yeah. Or... But... It's definitely extremely well cared for.
Yes, it's one of the best kept cemeteries that we've ever been to. Mm-hmm. And partially that might be because Smyrna is a smaller town. Like, it is right next to Nashville, but Smyrna is and has been a smaller town, smaller community, and a lot of people, you know.
And it's owned by the city.
Yeah.
So you're not relying on a private company.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think that was in our episode about climate change in cemeteries. Like, one of the issues with cemeteries in, especially in the deep, deep, like, coastal South, getting abandoned because they just become too expensive for the companies that ostensibly own them. There's not enough money in there, especially after they stop interring a lot of people. Either the cemetery gets full, or the community shrinks to the point that there aren't many burials a year.
Or it gets to the point where, like, there are no people alive that are, like, connected to,
right,
those people.
Yeah, and so it's also all the red tape trying to find next of kin for people who passed away in, like, the early 20th century. And
yeah, this one is definitely, it's still a working cemetery, but also it had, like, mostly standing graves, mostly standing stone graves, a lot of etchings in there. We found Spider-Man, which we were assuming might be, like, a child, but no, it was just a guy who loves Spider-Man, and you know what? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He just had, like, Spider-Man slinging a web etched on his grave. And I love that. A lot of etchings, a lot of very, very personal, like, it felt very informal. There was, like, a lot of personal, yeah, touches to the graves. Yeah. It was very informal, very personal. This is one of the most personal cemeteries.
Yeah, and we've been to parts of large cemeteries in Nashville where there are really old parts of the cemetery, but it's still a working cemetery.
But there's still newer parts, yeah.
And, like, even there, Not like this.
Yeah, it wasn't like this, and it could be for a lot of reasons. Like, one, like, a lot of the people were younger, but some of them weren't, and it just, but it seems like the families are more centered on, like, keeping the grave included and the family included and, like, families going on. It seems like this is, they probably decorate the graves, like, all year round.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And yeah, and like you said, seeing it go from like just like older white settlers to like a more diverse population as like time has progressed was really cool. But yeah, just a really, really sweet personal cemetery that I didn't think we would like. It's the first cemetery where I've been more interested in like the modern graves than the older graves. And it's because there's so much personality that everyone put into these graves. You wanted, because you could actually see, you could learn about the people. You could learn about all of these people. And that's not really something you get in a lot of modern, like, maybe that's, like, something that's changing with, like, the whole, like, laser etching of stone. But there's so much stuff that they can put on there and, like, beautiful detailed pictures. And, yeah, I was much more interested in the more recent and the more modern graves, because yeah, they were so much more personal, and usually that's the reverse.
Yeah,
usually it's the older graves that are more personal. But yeah, do you wanna rate this guy?
Yeah, let's do this. Do a short form review of the, what was it, Mapleview Cemetery in Smyrna.
It's away from the street.
It'd be a dope place to hang out. Really, it was really fun to hang out. Working.
It is working, so you have to be mindful of that.
Yeah, there were a couple of people coming to visit their family's graves while we were there, so we steered clear of them. Didn't play Monster Mash. It is, speaking of Monster Mash, and that time, the thing about, like, that was an evergreen in Murfreesboro, and that, there's a definite separation. The cemetery has grown kind of deeper into the cemetery from the street. And so where we were, when we turned off Monster Mash, when we realized there was an incoming funeral, they were in the back part of the cemetery. We were very far away from them. We had
nothing to worry about, whereas this cemetery, all the graves are mixed together, so you can find graves, you can find people who were born in the 1700s next to someone who was born in, like, 1995.
Yeah. So, can I steal some of your Baja Blast?
Yeah. So I would say, like, really nice ambiance, and, like, really sweet ambiance that I wasn't, I don't know if it's necessarily goth, I don't know, like, or maybe it is, maybe it's ultra goth having, like, Christmas lights on a grave, but
yeah, I think so.
But it was the most cheerful cemetery I've been to.
Yeah,
even though, like, yes, a lot of this was, you know, a lot of these graves are for, like, more recent deaths, but still, they were so celebrated, and you could feel the love coming from the people who decorated them, and that, like, that was really sweet, and it was beautiful to see.
It's just the contrast. I know we were going to do a short form review, but I'm also... but
enjoy, anyways, anyone who's listening to this or trying to.
But it's just in stark contrast to the, like, School for Wayward Girls, that cemetery that that I went to outside Chicago with Alana and Sandra.
It's kind of like a little, like, it's forgotten, tucked away, in a
kind of bougie housing development, and, like, it's just, like, they're trying, it's maintained, it is accessible, but still fenced off to protect it, like, you know, but it's also just, like, just being there with all of these girls who are, like, I think you said, and when we were talking about that one, kind of like, this is my car turning on. She's a hybrid.
It's okay.
That it's kind of like they were forgotten in life, and now they're kind of forgotten in death. And this,
like,
is,
it's like, and they were lost in the system in life, and now they're kind of lost in the system. And yeah, and this, although this is, like, very tucked in, like, it is away from the main road enough. But yeah, a lot of different varieties of graves. Most of them more modern, like, stand-up graves from, like, the 20th century forward. But you can also find older graves. But, like, every, like, there were so many, like, little ornaments as well. Just, like, little decorations. Even if it wasn't, like, Christmas stuff, there was, like, little lawn decorations or wind chimes or, you know.
There was a bird feeder.
There was a bird feeder.
That was dope. I love that.
We saw a hawk.
What? Yeah, we saw a Cooper's hawk.
We saw Phoebe being the master, and she was just like, oh, it's the Cooper's hawk. I'm like, how can you see? It's getting dark. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got this. but, yeah, it was unexpected. It was also a really cool groundskeeper place that we definitely thought was a tomb and actually is just for lawn equipment.
Yeah.
Or I hope it's not a tomb and has lawn equipment in it, but... But it was a nice, like, in keeping with the theme of where you can keep your stuff.
Yeah. Okay, back to try to go back to the review. I would say I didn't notice there weren't any
trash cans.
Is always, if you're looking for a place to hang out, you always want trash cans. There might have been one up front, but I wasn't keeping track. But, yeah. Maybe too small to hang out in if there is an actual funeral going on. There isn't really a dedicated place with older graves. We found a little, like, cluster of them.
Yeah, there were clusters.
Like, yeah, but there weren't too many together, so there's not, like, an old more like, section.
Well, because it seemed more like it was all about family plots, and so you have, like, people who have been here for generations, and then you get to the newer ones, and they're all in the same section.
Yeah.
That might have been what we were seeing. Whatchamacallit, oh, nope, it's gone. It's gone forever.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? No, just you talk.
I'm trying really hard to not be distracted by the names of some of the businesses around where we are. Like that place over there that
Country
just has...
Clouds?
I was looking at Country Clouds.
Country Clouds spelled with K's?
Yeah, Country and Clouds has a Z on the end of it. It is a smoke shop. And then there's a place right in front of us that just has a crab on it and it says Juicy Seafood. I think that's the name of the place.
Not a description.
So this is a real struggle for somebody who has trouble staying on task. Anyway, yeah, that was just a great cemetery.
It was a little hidden gem. Mm-hmm. I would give it 4 out of 5 skulls. Actually, 4.5 out of 5.
4.5 out of 5.
The only thing, yeah, is, like, trash can just because, like, you want to be able to keep stuff
right.
Clean.
Well, maybe I would say 4 just because, there's not as much of a hangout factor.
Mm. That's what I was going to say. There's no parking lot.
Oh, yeah. There's no parking lot. You just have to stop.
The
little roads have been extremely recently paved, though. Though they are off the ground by... they've been paved multiple times, so I was hoping I wouldn't go off the curb, because that could have been a little bit of a...
But yeah, like, that is the only problem. If you're a goth and you're looking for a place to hang out, like, you have to be aware of where your car is and to make sure that, like, other people can get through, because there is no parking lot. So you're basically parking a little bit on the side of the road, and you probably will have to move if someone else
drives.
There's
not really a side of the... It's not even, like, some cemeteries, you know, the roads are about, like, a car and a half wide. This was, like, wide enough for a car.
This is wide enough for a car, and also there were graves that were close. It wasn't, like...
Yeah, you couldn't pull over at all.
So yeah, maybe 4, just because
I think for just the quality of the cemetery itself, great. As far as a goth rating for hanging out in the cemetery, yeah, I would say it loses a skull based on, like, accessibility, and also, like, just, like, hangout spot quality.
Yeah, just like you because it is a working cemetery, you definitely need to be more present and know what's going on, so you're not blocking anybody in, so people can get to their loved ones and stuff like that. Yeah. That would be the only, for a goth, that's the only reason we're taking off a skull.
Yeah.
Regular cemetery, we've like 5 out of 5 skulls. This is a beautiful cemetery. You got to look at the people and get to know them, and that's kind of like,
that's what a cemetery should be.
Why are you putting up a marker if it's not to remember that person?
Yeah.
and remember the stuff that they loved. There was one which we probably won't show because it was very recent, and we won't say the names, but it was, they were not, it was not a family. It was two best friends. Two best friends who...
I took a picture just of the part that says best friends.
Yeah, it's two graves that are beside each other, matching graves of two people that were, yeah, that were best friends, and so they were buried together because they died, unfortunately, on the, I think, probably at the same time, and, but they were buried together, and it has all of the stuff that they loved, one of which was mocha frappuccino, and it's just obviously... they loved each other and their families loved them. And it was a real representation of like who they were. And
yeah.
It was really beautiful to see.
Also, I just realized that the Juicy Seafood place has a sign that says, God bless America.
So it's a patriotic juicy crab.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I guess.
Thanks for coming with us.
Yeah.
It was a nice little holiday season. An unexpected and very unexpected holiday themed cemetery.
Yeah, who knew?
We were not going here because we knew it looked like this. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out, so Phoebe was driving me and this was on our way.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well,
it's already dark.
It is, yeah, it's winter. It's been dark. We were in the cemetery. We did the stupid thing. We were in the cemetery at dark. Like, who knows what could have happened?
Yeah.
Dance macabre. But it probably would have been a jolly dance macabre.
Yeah, it would have been.
Christmas themed dance macabre.
Christmas
themed. Okay, so next up is Woodlawn.
Mm-hmm.
Woodlawn Memorial Park, I believe, is the official name.
Which I guess this is like part one, since we greatly underestimated A, the size, and B, what was in it.
Yeah. So Woodlawn was established in the early 1900s, and it sits on 133 acres, so it's big. And I think I'm gonna put the audio in here of us talking about it, and then come back afterwards to give the rest of my info I have written here, and we can talk about that.
Okay. Hi. This time we're at the Kroger parking lot.
I hope you guys hear that nice Ford F-150 rumbling. I hope that that's giving you guys like some good ASMR. Also some horns honking, some, there's people going to the gas station. Oh, someone's taking his cart back.
Yeah.
Hope that helps all your little ASMR tingles or whatever.
I don't know if they can hear that.
Well, I hope they can. I guess I personally am gonna have to eat some crow.
Oh, about Woodlawn Cemetery?
Not that I want to, because I love crows, but, but I guess, yeah, a metaphorical crow, yeah, because we've been pretty down on lawn cemeteries, and, like, for the most part, like, I still feel that way.
We definitely need to go back. We went there about half an hour before sunset, so we really only had about 45 minutes, an hour, before it was, like, kind of almost too dark to...
And because we're super antisocial, there was, like, another couple shooting where we wanted to shoot...
So we just kind of, like, stood on the wall, sort of, and then we ended up, like, meandering a while and to see if they would leave, and they left at the same time we did.
Yep.
So, anyway, we went to Woodlawn Cemetery, and which is,
as the name states,
is a big lawn cemetery. It's one of the largest cemeteries in, at least in Nashville.
Really? Like, even yeah. Bigger than...
It's huge.
Even bigger than Mount Carmel? I mean, I guess, because it actually spans, for those of you not in the know, it actually spans two pieces of property, because, what's...
It's Thompson Lane.
Yeah, Thompson Lane goes right through the middle of it. We only saw a little bit of one side.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to go back, because too late... I realized that this is the cemetery where George Jones is buried, and apparently a bunch of other country, like older country people are there, so we're gonna have to
You said Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette, Porter Wagoner, Little Jimmy Dinkins.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
So if you're the kind of person who loves like classic country music, like the good old country music, then you definitely want to come and check this out, especially because George Jones' grave is pretty rad.
Yeah, I want to get a better picture of it because it was like definitely like almost dark by the time we got over there.
We got sidetracked because of this little fairy tale village that we like happened upon, because we were just going to go to Woodlawn Cemetery because it was right there, and like we were like in the middle of traffic, so we're like, hey, it's right there. But then we turn in and it's an old, apparently like an, like from I guess like the earliest like colonial settler time, so probably like a house that's probably from the 1700s.
Yeah.
Next to a spring that was because of the spring there was a field hospital there at the Battle of Nashville. And then there's this other house that looks like it's from a little bit later in history, but there was no plaque about it whatsoever.
Yeah, and it had like protected by ADT, and it had like some stickers, and it had a couple of window air conditioning units.
It had been used recently enough that it had like modern window casements and stuff like that, but it definitely looked like Miss Marple was solving a murder mystery in there. It looks like something out of, like, an English village. Obviously, we have pictures for you.
Except around the site, it looked a little bit like a horror movie.
Yeah, it did. Which, you know, best case scenario.
But there were koi? There were some extremely large koi little pond fed by the stream. Yeah, fed by the spring. And, like, some ducks.
Spring, yeah.
And
then there was also, like, what I think it was called the summer house. Which, I'm not sure if the summer house was for, like, the house from, like, the early 1900s, or if it was for the one...
The sometimes creepy, sometimes Miss Marple house. It was unclear.
It was unclear, but this house, it definitely talked about people taking shots, or Union soldiers taking shots at the house, at this little, like, cottage from the railroad that's right near. So, like, that almost seems like that's always been there.
Yeah.
We also can find no information on this, like, little tiny, it's this little tiny piece of Woodlawn Cemetery.
I need to dig more, but, like, I looked at, like, the Woodlawn, unfortunately, Woodlawn is owned by, like, Dignity Memorial or whatever it is, so the website is useless unless you want to be buried there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any actual information about the cemetery, so we're gonna have to do another, like, maybe more of a full-length episode on it, go back, yeah, do some more research.
Find a grave, view famous, there's 66 famous people apparently buried there. View memorials, maybe it's in a memorial?
This is just everybody who's buried there. So you're gonna be scrolling.
Everybody. Yeah, no, so it's,
well, because the one house, the early American house, was moved
from Antioch.
From Antioch by the children of a woman who, she was the descendant of the people who originally lived in that house.
And it was a Cane Ridge, I think. Cane Ridge,
yeah, it was
Road.
On Cane Ridge,
which
Road.
Is, if you're from here, you played some softball there. Yeah. also drive that to go to Percy Priest Lake. That one's from there, but also, but then the little cold house, the summer house, wouldn't have been from there because there were no railroad tracks.
Yeah.
There are no railroad tracks that are near Cane Ridge Road, or at least not the part that's in Antioch.
Who's to say?
So, yeah, just very delightfully confused.
Yeah, it was a very confusing thing to stumble upon because we thought we were going to go to a
boring
flat lawn cemetery, and there was that. suddenly.
And there are other, I have to eat some crow with Woodlawn, because there are other, most of it is really flat. Most of it is super flat, very sparse trees. It seems like it would be hellish in summer. But a lot of the flat graves are very detailed. Very detailed etchings. Some of them even have, boss relief on them, which was really cool.
Yeah, there were a couple of graves that had some busts of the people who were buried there. There was one, the first cool one we came upon was a guy who looks like he was a session musician, because it lists all the musicians all he the worked people. With, and it's
we got a picture, we'll share that. But there are, other, nooks and crannies in Woodlawn, so it's not just... Also, we went past this huge white building that kind of looks like the house in House on Haunted, the Vincent Price House on Haunted Hill. It's just stark and white, and
what is that?
We didn't know, and there was no marking on it. There was no demarcation or any marking on it whatsoever. And then Phoebe finally, stumbled, and, we were driving past, and I was just this place has a spiral staircase in the building. And I was just, stop, I want to take a picture. And then Phoebe finally spotted something. It's the mausoleum. It is a four-story giant mausoleum that we didn't even get to go into. So.
Yeah. We're going to go back.
Yeah, Woodlawn,
it's going to take us a few hours.
It's going to take us a minute to go all the way through Woodlawn. And I guess you can't judge a cemetery by its structure.
Yeah, what it looks like from the side of the road.
Yeah, what it looks like, because, there might be hidden gems in there. And
George Jones might be in there.
and that's the thing, is, there are monuments hidden within. You just have to... you have to find, because if you look over the hills, all you see are flat graves
and flowers with little vases.
And this stuff was kind of tucked basically below the horizon line. It was kind of dipping down, and you can't see that stuff from the road.
There are also factories on one side. There are houses on one side and factories on the other side. It's very strange. It's a very strange landscape.
There's also on the other side, which we didn't even get to go to, the side that abuts 100 Oaks Mall and Hollywood 27, is this crazy, neo-Gothic structure that, as a kid, I was always, fascinated by. And I was just oh my God, does Dracula live in Nashville? And also, why is he behind the movie theater? And finally found out that it was, part of Woodlawn Cemetery. And, yeah, it's a... neo-Gothic kind of cathedral looking
That looks tower. Nuts. We're gonna have to go there. Is it a mausoleum?
I think it is a mausoleum. Okay. Or a tomb or something. But yeah, it's very strange, just because it's just there in and amongst just flatness. But that being said, they're in the flat graves. There are, tons of cool etchings and really beautiful, drawings. And we were kind of wondering, who makes those? Can you make them to order? And, is there someone who sculpts gravestones to be, so that they can be cast or something like
there's,
that?
There's some stuff that it seems like it's probably a lot like tombstones, where it's just, there are a lot of different styles to choose from. Because, we'd run into stuff that was, the same, but then there were things that were kind of... a little bit different, but might be one that you could just pick out. There's one that, a really nice one with dogwood blossoms on it.
Sorry. What were we talking about?
Shit.
Oh no.
You're listening to a podcast.
Oh no.
By two people with ADHD.
Oh no. And I got interrupted by a phone call, and now it's just gone.
I think
we were talking about the crazy neo-Gothic.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that thing. Yeah, we have to go back.
Yeah, because basically, as a little kid, going to the movie theater and just saw something that looked out of Buffy.
Yeah.
And I was just I want to go to the Buffy graveyard. But then it was Woodlawn, so I had no idea. The two things didn't reconcile in my mind, because I was just one's just a flat lawn cemetery, and
yeah. Why is this weird thing there?
And honestly, it is a big Nashville cemetery, so maybe, but, I don't know, my grandparents' cemetery, I don't remember there being that much cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to go back. Maybe I need to look at it with fresh goth eyes.
Goth eyes?
Moth guys?
Moth thighs?
Moth thighs? I'm gonna go look at it with moth guys.
Mothman?
Mothman.
You're going on a little date? With Mothman there?
To my grandparents' cemetery. Yeah. To my grandparents' grave.
He'd like that. Well, I guess let's go.
So, first up, I want to say that in that audio clip, I did some shit talking about Dignity's website and said that they didn't have any information about those houses that those cabins we found.
Uh-huh.
They do have a section, but it's very tiny. I was able to find a blog post from NashvilleHistoricalNewsletter.com that talks about a bit more about the structures, but I found it to be also a little confusing. And I think it's just confusing. Because I know when we were there,
because they're all from different time periods.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I think, by different people. Like, there were different people also donated because it wasn't just one family.
So, okay. This is what I was able to find about this. So, the chunk of the cemetery that those things are on was part of Aaron V. Brown's property. He was a governor of Tennessee right before the Civil War. And it was also really hard. So that he built Melrose Mansion.
Mm.
And I assume it was a plantation. It was really hard to find any information about that because nobody wants to say it was a plantation. Even though that house, it's not there anymore. It's not like Belle Meade where they tried to rebrand. Belle Meade Historical Mansion or something like that, where it's like, it was a plantation. You're also getting married at a plantation.
Also, like, plantation means large farm. Like, this is not to say, but also, like, there are still places that are quote-unquote plantations in the modern era. Like, this idea of just, like, oh, if we just erase the word, then we don't have to deal with any of the consequences. And just like, or you could just deal with the fact that the historic building that you're using was built by enslaved people.
Yeah.
And then let's maybe move on from there and see what maybe people other than rich white folks want to do with it.
Right. So Aaron V. Brown was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
It said that on the wiki, I had to go to Wikipedia to find out that, just bluntly, that he was a slave owner, and so I assume that he also was doing that here at Melrose Mansion. So, yeah, it was just like, why is it so hard to find this information? And then I answer my own question by saying, Google sucks, I should go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Carper family home was built in the 1820s and moved in the 1960s, and it seems to be that
And this is the home that was in Antioch?
Was in Antioch. And then the quote-unquote domestics quarter slash the summer kitchen house was also moved. It also belonged to the Carper family, but it's kind of unclear.
Yeah, it's something where, because it's in between two other, it's in between where the spring well is that they've, like...
It's on the other side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, in between the house and the summer kitchen are the spring well and this, like, Victorian house.
Yeah.
So you don't think that the two across the way are connected, but they actually, those are the two that are actually connected.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's okay. I was talking to Nick, I was like, where the hell were there train tracks? But I've lived in Antioch, and I was trying to think of, like, the train tracks, because, like, there are train tracks that go through, like, quote-unquote downtown Antioch, but the places that they're talking about here in Antioch are still very much woodland. But I do know, and I don't know when this was put in, but I do know that On Murfreesboro Road going to Murfreesboro, there is a train tracks that cuts across it.
Okay.
And basically would go into that part of...
So that, yeah. That
I don't know when it was made,
could
though.
Be it?
But, yeah, it's, but because we talked about in the episode, there were reports that on the sign it said that, what was it, Union soldiers took pot shots to the summer house.
And yeah.
And they almost hit a baby, But we were very confused until it was like, oh, this was in, A, this was in Antioch, B, this was in, like, a wooded place in Antioch, but there was somehow a railroad, so.
Who's to say?
We could probably find their old deeds and stuff if we have, the Carper family, we could probably find out where they're, if we weren't lazy, no kidding.
So the more modern house that you, I believe in the audio... that we recorded said it looks like Miss Marple should be solving a mystery in there. That's the Forehand home. So that area was bought by the Forehand family, and they built that house in the 1960s.
Oh!
Apparently, supposedly, the house is also somehow built incorporating part of Aaron V. Brown's, like, the cabin that was... I don't know if it was a cabin that he lived in before Melrose was built, or something, but there's, like, part of it that's a cabin.
Well, and it makes sense, because if you look from the... I think I took some pictures from the back, but I don't know if we included them. It is very much one structure slammed into another structure.
I think, yeah, so...
And you can tell that from the roofing, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we weren't able to go inside, so we couldn't see where one began and the other ended.
Yeah, so I think that that's what's going on there. But it was built in the 60s, and the wife of the Forehand family lived there until, like, I can't remember when, like, not too long ago. A super long time ago, when she finally moved, because, like, everything around her was a cemetery, basically.
Yeah.
And she was older. She was getting on in years.
She's like, I don't need this constant reminder of
what's about to happen. So anyway, that would explain why they're
not,
like,
a goth, obviously. But,
no,
but that's okay.
But that's why there were, like, window air conditioning units, and it says it's protected by ADT.
Yeah, we were just like, wait what? A minute.
Also, I thought Melrose Mansion operated as a restaurant for a while, and then it burned down in the 70s. So the cemetery is on property that was... One was owned by somebody else, and then a bunch of the property was Aaron Brown's. But that's why the area is called Melrose. Yeah, that's what I got about that. Like, and we said in the audio, we're gonna have to go back.
It's something... Yeah, it's... A, we, I guess we're gonna have to go to Lawns. I guess is the moral of the story is leave no cemetery unturned, because it's like all of the cool shit you can't see from the road.
Yeah.
Like, and we would think that we could see all of the cool stuff because it looked like it just went on forever, but apparently it didn't, and there was something beyond the horizon, and that was like a weird, wacky, little tiny Red Riding Hood village that we had no idea was ever there, and we've lived here for how long. And also, George Jones's, grave, which as well was, like, beyond the, like, you know, it's actually really cool looking, and it has, like, a cool monument, and it's very pretty, and yeah, can't see that shit at all.
Yeah.
It's just, like, where you can see from the road, it's just a bunch of flat places with flowers poking out.
Yeah.
But it actually has a giant mausoleum, and I know for a fact that on the other side, there's this weird gothic-y kind of crypt
you
going on.
You talked about that in the thing.
Never mind. Cross it out. It's over. Recording's over.
No, I'm at an advantage because I...
just listen to it.
Got a bee in my bonnet about, like, I'm like, I should do this! And so I listened to the audio from both, from Smyrna and from Woodlawn. You're working at a disadvantage compared to me. So anyway,
we're acting like I'm not working at a disadvantage all the time.
Constantly. Okay, an additional disadvantage.
Okay, I guess we both are. I guess that makes it I guess that makes it okay. But yeah, we're been kind of sick, been kind of feeling gross, but hopefully that's going to be over with. Getting my wisdom teeth out, so
hell yeah.
If they let me keep the teeth, I'll post them for you guys. But should be coming out with some episodes soon. And soon, she says.
Maybe you will make a schedule. I'm going back to California soon, which is going to make this whole thing a little bit.
Actually, we were doing better when you were in
California. Never mind. We're going to do great. We're going to get a schedule out. It's going to be consistent.
Because it was like, oh, I have to, like, it was like, I have to be on schedule because Phoebe's far away and I don't want to inconvenience her. So stay on schedule. And then you're back and it's like, oh, we can just do it tomorrow.
Oh, that didn't work out. We'll do it the next day. We'll do it the next day. Let's do it this weekend.
To be fair, though, everything that we've, like, tried to do, like me trying to go to the Register of Deeds and it just being like, fuck you.
You're at Bridgestone Arena.
You're at Bridgestone Arena. It's just like, you think you're going to get it done in one go and it actually takes three goes and it's a little disheartening. And I feel bad that Phoebe is, knowing my pain.
I just spent 2 hours fighting with Adobe Acrobat trying to get it to not black out all the possible checked boxes.
There's an assistant form that's on a government website that is wrong. And
it just doesn't work.
It does not work. You cannot fill it out because of the way that it was compiled or transferred or whatever. And yeah, so you just get to realize that it doesn't work, and either you have some amazing friends who are like, no, we're gonna get this done, or you're mean, you cry in a corner. So, but yeah, it's a, I don't know, people got paid for that.
People got paid to make that form.
Yeah.
I would make them a new form for free.
That's what my mom, whenever my mom was like applying for assistance or whatever, she's like, do you think that it would be cheeky if I asked if they would like an editor? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, just all the misspelling and grammatical errors. And I'm like, you can try. Like, they might be like, no, screw you, we're not giving you this grant, but you could try.
Yikes. Yeah, I don't, like, shout out to Tech Support Boyfriend.
Thank you so much, Tech Support Boyfriend.
God.
You're helping me to live.
Well, maybe we'll make it to another cemetery or two before I head out. We're going to try to do a new thing where we do one odious thing and then one fun thing.
Yeah, trying to split that up.
So.
There's that one that I've been wanting to get, which would be hilarious if we get there, we walk up the steps and there's nothing there. The one that's in Antioch that's, like, by the interstate. Yeah, that's by that park.
Let's do it. And we can do
there a is another one.
Live stream.
Elizabeth and Geraldo.
Oh, before I
there's nothing there.
Before I forget, I started a TikTok account because I'm with the times. I'm hip. I'm watching all of the Stanley Cup memes.
Elizabeth's in the corner hissing
about TikTok.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So I'm putting stuff about. It's, like, my personal TikTok, but I'm doing, like, book business stuff, and I'm double-dipping.
Freestyle by Lil Baby.
Did either of us even say freestyle?
I have no idea what's going on. Hey, Siri, stop. Okay. Anyway,
your house is haunted.
And requesting music that I do not know what it is. Freestyle.
Freestyle.
Go
to bed, Elizabeth.
What was TikTok? I was saying it's my personal TikTok account, so I'm double dipping on book business stuff and cemetery stuff. And I have some cosplays I should work on, so I might even post stuff about that stuff if it
looks good. Parasocial relationships, baby.
Come watch me try to remember everything I learned in grad school about how to make things.
She knows a lot. Don't let her lie to you. Well, no, and the best thing now is that, like, I can call you on the iPad. and we can do it together.
Yay!
I can sew, and you can... I just really want to watch Cocaine Bear with you.
Oh, we should watch Cocaine Bear.
Nick was just like, I heard that was bad, and I was just like, yeah. It's about a bear on cocaine. What do they expect, James Joyce? It's the 2020 Snakes on a Plane. It knows what it is. So if you're expecting some... But if you want to see a bear that's on cocaine ripping people's faces off...
Dope.
Then it's right up your alley. Although, it is not true to life. That bear just died.
Yeah, because it ate a bunch of cocaine.
So, also, just for people listening, don't do that.
Don't be a bear and eat a bunch of cocaine you find.
Exactly. Maybe eat the... Well, I don't know. Oh, no, they found the dude because the dude fell in a suburban area. The dude's parish... Or was that? No. But according to the movie, which is not the same thing as the My Favorite Murder episode, which also they also did something about it. Apparently, the rest of the money in cocaine was never found. So, you guys want to do a really bad idea. Just go into the mountains. Just go into the Tennessee mountains and try and find some.
Money and cocaine.
Money and coke. I'm sure that nothing bad will happen.
Long gone.
Oh no!
I want to see Cocaine Raccoon.
There was—I think it was squirrels. It was squirrels, and somewhere in the Northeast, people had a drop spot, and they would like bury their stuff in a tree. But the squirrels were like, "Hey, what's this?" And so they had to deal with squirrels that were addicted to cocaine.
Poor squirrels.
This is a new story that I read, I swear to God. But yeah, I was just like, I was surprised that it didn't, like, yeah, it's like, wait, that didn't kill them? Were the squirrels able to, like, refrain early?
Go get detox, get clean.
I think, like, the saddest thing for me about cocaine is that I'd want it to taste good and it doesn't. Which maybe is good because it's like, ooh. Sugar that makes you really excited. No, I don't need that. It needs to taste bad. Probably can't use any of this. We're just tweedledeeing. But anyway,
okay.
We're going to try and get more stuff out, even though Phoebe is going to be on the opposite coast. But that's okay, because someone's got Wi-Fi in her house, baby. First time since 2007.
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. I'm poor.
Oh my god. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm this tired. It's because I've had two glasses of wine.
It's not because you've had two glasses of wine. You are so tired because you spent the last 2 hours trying to fill an unfillable form.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I was gonna say, when I said don't forget to like and subscribe, I was joking. What I'm not joking about is checking out our Patreon. And subscribing to our Patreon, because we will put special Patreon-only content on there that's not other places.
Mm-hmm.
So, money, please!
Money, please!
It doesn't cost that. It's like $3 a month or something like that.
Yeah, no, if you like what we do, which you might not, and that's okay, but...
Why are you still listening?
They're hate listening.
Ooh, I was
watching Bodies, and there's this like big reveal that like one girl, like, she doesn't listen to other girls' podcasts. She hate listens to her podcast. And was like, oh, you hate listening to my podcast? And I was just like, oh, this is too real. Like, oh no, do people hate listen to our podcast?
If you want more of our podcast to listen to while you're seething about us being fucking idiots. Please give us money, and we'll keep making stuff.
We'll keep doing it until that one fateful day when we go into the cemetery that, you know, we go over the deadfall of that cemetery, and then we reach, you know, the place where we get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll go out live streaming. No, we won't.
Probably not.
Probably not. Never.
We'll go out doing a bit.
Yeah. That they'll have to find and piece together later.
I'll be like, were they doing a bit?
They were doing a bit.
They died doing a bit.
They could have run, but But they just kept doing the bit. At least Gran will be happy.
Yeah, he'd love that. I mean, the us going out doing a bit, not that we not would be dead. Yeah.
But honestly, if you gotta die, why not die doing a bit?
Yeah. At least it's funny.
At least it's funny. Life advice from Elizabeth and Phoebe. Well, it's getting dark. It is dark. It's been dark, like our souls.
So, stay stiff. Keep on being stiff.
Especially with the Arctic wind coming down.
Yeah. Mm. Watch out.
Wow. Did you ever think of when a horoscope's gone, that you may be the next to die?